Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, it's the day after the weekend that was. The big one on Friday, Spider.
It was massive. It was great. Bridge, your hen's day. We invited a whole heap of Gold FM listeners and we kicked it off at 3 o'clock on Friday. And what a success it was.
Well, get emotional before your first drink. It was such a success. Honestly, it was amazing. And it's weird. I thought in the beginning, guys organising my hands, but thank goodness you did. There's no way I could have put that together.
Yeah, and but there was
amazing.
One little hiccup. We'll get onto that a little later.
Oh, no, there was not.
Just the one rule was broken that
Rules.
I know,
rules.
But it's the number one rule of hens night. So anyway,
is
we'll
it?
Talk about that later on. I had to laugh over the weekend because after that, obviously, sitting around the house most of the day yesterday, my wife, Sheree, decided she's going to cut my son's Boston's hair.
Oh, no, that's never a good idea, ever.
There's no upside to
no.
that.
No.
I remember my mum cut my hair and I used to go to school and all the boys used to tease me and go, oh, you've been to mummy's salon.
How bad was it?
Oh, terrible. Short back and sides from undies. My mum, that's all she ever used.
Didn't improve on the footy field either, did
they?
No. My first hairdresser I went to, I ended up getting dreddies. That's how bad it was. I've got a spray coming up too. We're talking about ads on the radio that just annoy me. And I'm sure they annoy a lot of other people as well.
Big podcast starting now. Please enjoy.
You know what I'm worried about? And over the weekend, and you've got to have a bit of a laugh. You know, when you're at home and when I was growing up, Mum having 4 daughters and 2 sons, for some reason, I always got mummy salon. My mum always cut my hair.
Oh, funny.
Undies hair salon. I used to go to school. It scarred me for life. All the boys used to always go, oh, mummy salon again. Did she iron the back? Because my hair was really straight at the back.
That's
a big mullet. And they thought she ironed the back and short back and sides every time. The fringe down behind the ears. And back again.
Well, your hair grows like alfalfa sprouts, doesn't it?
It goes all forward too, and it's got a cowlick in it.
That's weird.
Did your mum used to cut your hair, Benny?
Yeah, she did. I'm one of 4 boys, and so she would just use the clippers like the razor, so you could either have a number 2 or a number 4. That was your choice.
Now, Sheree,
that was it.
Why do you ask, Spider?
No, because Sheree, my wife, my son Boston, she decided yesterday she was going to cut his hair. Kids these days, they are very passionate about their hair.
He's not a little kid.
No, I know.
Oh, there's no bowl cut for... He's too old for a bowl cut.
So it is 7:15. Mm-hmm. Guess where they're on the way to? A hairdresser's to fix it up.
Hang on. Now, what's the go? Because Boston's had some styly haircuts in his day.
I know. And she butchered it.
Why?
Because I don't know why she even thought about trying. It's like, why? Like, rather than being scarred for the rest of your life, the $15, $20 you're going to pay for a haircut saves all the scarring, what I've gone through for generations.
Has she done it before?
Well, nothing this bad.
Why?
Because
how
he
bad?
Was he was halfway through his homework about 2 hours later and he brushed his hair and half of it fell out over his homework.
Oh, no. What was it supposed to be, a trim or a new style? Like,
no,
what are
it was
talking?
Supposed to be like an undercut with it all flicking over to the side. I'm like, you've got a friend who's a hairdresser, just go and see her.
Wow.
So 7:15 this morning, she's got to go and see a hairdresser. But I want to know, when did your mum or dad, or as a parent, did you cut your children's hair and it just didn't work out?
Oh, wow.
Everyone's done it just to try and save a couple of bucks. Think, you know what, I'll just take a little bit off the fringe, and then suddenly it's a bit of an angle, so you got to take a little bit more off and then a little bit more.
What if you're a kid and you cut your grandma's hair? I did that. I gave her an undercut because I just couldn't get it right. I just went up higher
okay.
and higher.
Home haircut disaster stories, please. 13:27:10, make poor Boston, Spider's son, feel better as he goes to the hairdresser to get an emergency repair.
Amy in Bundle, did your mum cut your hair or did you cut your daughter's hair?
My mum cut my hair when I was little and she cut it into... It was really short and she cut it into a rat's tail.
Oh.
And I was doing jazz ballet at the time and my ballet teacher pulled her aside and said, look, she can't do the concert with a rat's tail and cut it off.
Rat's tail!
The old rat's tail.
Wow.
I haven't seen one of those for
gosh.
Years.
Yeah, it was a really bad time. I don't
really
remember it.
Thanks, Amy.
That's funny.
Oh, dear. All right. Hey, Gold FM, what's your name?
Kenny.
Kenny, have you got a home hairdo disaster for us, have you?
Yeah, I told the young fellow I was giving him a bit of a trim. I told him if he didn't sit still, that I might accidentally slip. And he kept jigging around, so I took the guard off and shaved it bald. No guard whatsoever.
Oh.
I think you've got that option when you're a bloke. You could do the bald thing.
Yeah. Well, the worst thing is when you have a number two or number three, but the guard comes off and you don't realise and you keep going one strike and then suddenly it is bald.
Kenny, you can make it up to your son. You can take him along to see Dora, okay?
Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, today I'm going to have a crack at car noises. They're not car noises as you know it, but something might be rattling in the back wheel of your car or something under the bonnet or maybe even those kids whinging in the back seat. No.
What?
I can put up with all that. I'm over radio commercials that use car noises or traffic noises during their ads.
Aww.
So they're playing a heap of ads at the moment, and I can't tell you how many times it's thrown me off. Seriously, it's disturbed me while I've been driving. I've been surprised there hasn't been a lot more accidents from people looking around at certain ads. And it gets me every time, and it doesn't matter how many times that ad plays, and you know you're waiting for it, but then it gets me. And you might hear something like a car horn. Like a car horn might go off, and you're driving along, the car horn will go off. And you look around. You're looking around. Is that person beeping at me?
Well, it'd be obvious if it was, because with you, without indicators and everything else, you don't do.
But for those people who are driving correctly, if the car horn goes off, they're all looking around in a bit of a frenzy.
Mm.
And if it's not that, then it's either the police or the Ambo. Like,
that's annoying.
Where is it? Is that me?
That's really annoying.
Where are the flashing lights? Is it coming down the other side of the road? And it's in an ad. And then you hear this silly person come on and go, boo, 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 boo. Exactly like
just
that too.
Yeah.
Exactly like, or
yes.
Even worse,
right.
Because I don't touch my phone in the car like no one does. Okay?
Oh, look at him putting his arms up, officer.
And you hear this. And yeah, okay. Wonder who that is. I'm not going to touch my phone. And it can go again. You go, who's that? And then it goes, did you even see that? In an ad. And it's like so annoying. Seriously, people will have accidents because of these.
But they're going to, because you're talking about the sounds and playing the sounds about you talking about that are annoying you. So you're annoying people now with exactly what you don't like happening is actually happening.
I didn't think of that. So the whole Gold Coast at the moment's in a frenzy. Don't worry, it's not
bad.
Everyone just stick to the road, especially on the M1. So these ads out there that are making car noises, frustrating the drivers, all I want to say is put a stop to it or else our driving does go into a frenzy. I reckon that would be the cause of 90% of accidents here on the Gold Coast.
Do you reckon?
90%.
90 to 95.
There we go. You've been sprayed by Spider. Spider is organising Bridge's hands.
Let me help. Yeah, well, it happened a couple of weeks ago. We realised, Bridge, you've been under the pump. You get married in 2 weekends, so not that long. And just a few weeks ago, we were sitting around thinking, you know, you haven't even organised it. And I know it's not your responsibility, but there wasn't a hens night organised. So we thought, you know what, we'll do the right thing. And myself and Benny put up our hands and said, we'll help you organise a hens night. And we put it out to the Gold FM family. They wanted to be a part of it. A lot of other companies on the Gold Coast helped us out by having a cocktail lesson up to a bus, out to a little bit of a local pub visit, and then here into Mario's for some dinner. And it worked out, I thought, brilliantly. There was a couple of, I suppose, it was an emotional roller coaster.
A couple of hiccups there.
Yeah.
So, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Look, it is different to have blokes organising your hens. I'll give you a score at the end of the recap.
Okay.
How we go. But can I also have a listen to how the hens was? I'd love to know.
Well, this is how it all unfolded when we left here, Gold FM, at 3 o'clock on Friday.
We are kicking it off at the Mecca Bar, ready for some cocktail making, and then who knows what else is going to unfold throughout the afternoon.
You know, if I say I love you, Spider, I've had too much. But you know what? I've just had a moment.
What do you mean?
I've been on so many hens in my 43 years.
I don't want to get you to cry, and we haven't even got to the first place. You're going to cry.
Why am I emotional? I run to the burp.
And look at this, turn around. You haven't even ticked off anything on the back yet.
First stop's cocktail making, and you've already made a mistake, Bridge.
I used the shaker glass to make my cocktail, so I did pour an extra. Yeah, so everyone's got, like, normal standard glass, and I've got a beer stein.
I look forward to seeing your espresso martini in the wine bucket.
We are going to make espresso martini. Yeah! to Bridget.
Yeah. All I can see is this big black SWAT bus, which looks amazing. So there's going to be a bit of an uproar when we get in it, I reckon.
And that was all before 4 p.m.
That is unreal. Oh. That SWAT bus was amazing. The cocktail making too. I thought that guy was a stripper. He was so hot. I'm going, all right, get your clothes off. Here we go. It was amazing.
Yeah, they did a really, really good job down there at the Mecca Bar. So we got to thank them.
Yes, obviously the Mecca Bar, fantastic. Get in there to Broadbeach. Also the SWAT Party Bus. You can book them now. SWATpartybus.com.au. That's SWAT.
Do you know, with that, I got so excited, I started dry reaching, which I always do when I'm excited, and all the other lands were going, she's going to vomit or cry, we're not sure what's going on, what's wrong with you, Bridget? I said, I'm just so excited.
And you know, like, there's a lot of rules throughout a hen's day, buck's day, and look, rule number three, no phones, that was good. Rule number two, public affection, we hit that off really, really well, make sure there was none of that, but rule one of a hen's night was broken.
I didn't even know there was a rule around this.
I'll let you know exactly what that rule is and what the circumstances around breaking that rule.
Consequences.
Consequences. Because rules are broken, there's got to be consequences.
Excuse me, there's heaps of rules broken that day.
Well, this one in particular does not sit well with us, and we'll get into it next. So from Broadbeach, we went to a mystery location which turned out to be Pole Cats Australia.
Pole dance,
burlesque, fitness, aerial. They're on, is it Stratford Road? I don't really remember. In Bundle. Stratford Road.
Yeah. Right near the turf club.
I know one thing. I have pulled up so sore from pole dancing. I'm bruised. I'm like, where's this bruise from? What's going on?
Well, let's pick up the action at the pole dancing.
You gotta love it. Every pole's a goal, Benny. This is unreal. I'm having a pole dancing class. You know what? If you thought you respected these beautiful ladies at Toy Box and Hollywood showgirls, you're going to respect them so much more now. This is hard. This is holding up your own body weight. So this is going to be so much fun.
What do you do? Your feet are pointed and your leg is straight. You can get away with anything. Step away, nice and far, flat foot. Hands come up. Kick and slide.
How do I get up? I'm on the floor. I can't get up.
All right, Bridge, done pole dancing. Any idea what's coming up?
No, I'm already bruised and sore from that, so God knows I'm going to pull up tomorrow. What is this?
Walking into the next room, and there's a series of chairs, and looks like it might be an art class.
Oh, no, this is brilliant. Okay, all right.
Spider, what are you doing in this room?
I'm not quite sure. Oh, no, somebody's just told me I've got to pose.
Are you going to channel your Clio Bachelor of the Year magazine shoot?
I'm a model.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
yes,
I will.
Okay, right. You know what? We might put you out of misery. I don't think we want to draw Spider. I thought we'd get somebody worthwhile drawing.
So we're drawing a piece of meat. This is obviously a piece of meat that is has got rigor mortis.
It wasn't Spider.
It was not me.
It was a man who needed to be drawn.
Yes, he did. and he was a man as he came into this world.
Well, the lady actually explained how you should look at him. Yes. The face should be a wrist sole, the torso, a big piece of ham.
Yep.
And then your arms and legs should be a couple of sausages.
Yes, and that lady was artist Lee Murphy, who did a fantastic job specialising in portraits, landscapes and any quirky theme.
Well, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to say that he when he came out, it was, we played a game of soldiers and it was standing to attention, right? However, his gaze was focused on me.
I was in the SWAT bus.
Okay, what's the problem that you have, Spider, with how it all played out? Because it's been fun so far.
Yeah, look, the only issue I have on the whole day was the fact right at the end we got to Mario's, which was fantastic.
It was so much fun, guys. Yeah, thank you so much.
The whole lot was awesome, except... Number one rule, like Fight Club. What's the number one rule of Fight Club? You don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
Number one rule on a hen's day, you don't have your partner turn up to a hen's day.
Oh, come on. We were wrapping up. It was the end. I asked you guys. I asked all the hands. They were saying, we want to meet Jamie. So I called him and said, everyone wants to meet you. Do you want to come down? He said, oh, all right then.
So in my book, as I run strict rules, like I'm a rule person, is that it's null and void. The hands.
Oh, you're kidding me. No. No, that's stupid.
No, we've got to do it again.
No, we can't.
Yeah. 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 We've got to. Like,
you have to. It's not happening. I've got way too much on.
Okay.
It's happening in a
so
few weeks.
So what works for you, this Friday or next Friday?
You haven't had a proper hands because it's null and void.
Excuse
when
me.
The hands partner, 100%.
No. No. That was end of the night. He didn't turn up in the beginning. That's, excuse me, how many roosters were around me, you, Peter? You, Ben, Rod McLeod.
We were organisers.
Drag queen.
Yeah, we were working.
Hey. We were working.
All right. Anyway,
Nolan Boyd, another one coming along.
Yes. Hey, the video is up at Gold FM Facebook page. Gold 92.5 on there. Have a look. All the bits we were allowed to put up. You can see how it all unfolded. It looks pretty fun.